All right, everyone. Nope, I forgot. This one goes a little fast. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Lust Academy, so let's get started. Art of Seduction? What? It looks like a kind of signal. I should visit Emily more often to find out what she's up to. Oh, wow. It's that late already? How did I manage to spend all day at the library? This is definitely some kind of magic Emily used on me. Or was it just that many books? Anyway, I've missed all my classes. Might as well spend some time with the girls. Luckily, Lily and Naomi are still here. Look how gorgeous Naomi is in the sunlight. Her bronzing skin is glowing. Oh, wait a minute. Seems that something's upset her. And Lily's frowning. Are they yelling at each other? I'm wondering what's going on. Is it just girl drama or something more? I don't believe it. Come on, Naomi. What you're asking me to do is not possible. You don't understand anything. Don't be so dramatic. It's not as bad as you're making it out to be here. I thought that we were friends, Lily. I haven't left your side this whole time. But I don't think I can help you now. Is this really a good time for an intervention? Well, be that as it may, I need to know what's going on. Hello, girls. Oh, Grim. Well, now's not a good time. I'm sorry, but... Wait, Naomi, where are you going? No, just stop for a second. Fuck off. Don't be that gross. What if I'm just trying to help? What can you do, Grim? Are you crying? I didn't know she's able to cry. Just get off me. Come on, there's no need to stay alone with your problems. That's what friends are for. That's why I'm so mad at Lily. Let's take a walk. Why would you want to? Don't think about that, okay? I just want a normal life, hanging out with whoever I want and having fun. What's stopping you? My fucking family. My dad wants me to go on a trip around the world with him for a whole year. Wow, that's so cool. And what's the problem? What's coming over all of you? I don't want to go anywhere. Isn't it obvious? Well, did you tell your dad that? Of course, but it's useless. He won't listen to me. He's a magical explorer and gets too excited about all the magical things he usually does. Now he's obsessed with the idea to go and search a source of magical power. And those are just little things. But for some reason, he expects me to continue that work after his retirement. For him, the trip is just an opportunity to teach me everything he knows. What nonsense is that? This idea is so sick. Look, maybe Lily was right. Maybe it's not as bad as you're making it out to be. How long were you listening before you approached? Not very long, no. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have been listening. After that, I'd tell you to get the hell away. But... I don't even have the energy to care now. I'm so mentally exhausted. Come here, baby. What the hell are you doing? Pace yourself, Naomi. Just relax, okay? There's no need to be afraid of a simple caress. Still, there's only one solution. I'm all ears. I can run away and hide somewhere. There are so many places where he can't find me. This world is awfully big, but I can't do it alone. I need somebody. I asked Lily, but she refused to help. Little bitch. But she definitely has a point, don't you think so? Your plan is too dubious. Let's be honest. Run somewhere and fuss? For what? Why not go on an adventure? Who's to say that you can't hang out and have fun there? You'll get a great experience if you choose to go on a trip. I'd get so excited about going out and seeing the world. Oh, Grim, shut up. I don't want to move out of there. The Cordell Academy is my home. There's nothing to talk about with you. It's useless. You're too stubborn, Naomi. That's not bad, but now you're making it worse for yourself. I don't have anything new to tell you. Just try to think differently. You need to learn how to look on the bright side. It's not as hard as you can imagine. Uh-huh. Aha. All right, I need to go. Thank you for the sight of talk, Grim. Well, as you wish. Think carefully about what I said to you, okay? Who knows? Maybe you'll change your mind. Bye-bye. I don't understand how she can hate spending time with her parents. I'd give everything to talk to mine, even once. I never even knew mine. I don't even know anything about them. But Jacob does. Maybe it's time to visit him. It's been enough time since the incident. His memory should be fine by now. And he sure owes me an explanation. How strange to see Jacob standing there, as if nothing had happened. My palms are clenching into fists in anger. I can't just talk to him. I can't just forget what he's done. That was a stupid idea. I should just go. No, wait. Calm down, Grim. You can do this. I'd rather tell him to face what I think of him, but that's not what I'm here. That's not why I'm here. Arthur said that now Jacob would tell me the truth about my parents, and I won't rest until I know it. Grim, I mean, Mr. Grim, how may I help you? I vaguely remember what happened, but I'm sorry. Save it, I'm not here to throw rocks at you. No? Then what was it for? You lied about my parents, didn't you? But you know the truth, and I want to hear it. I was afraid you're going to ask that question, but I guess I owe you the truth after all that's happened. I guess so, too. Start talking. Oh, let me get my thoughts together. It's not an easy subject for both of us. I'm afraid this story might be worse than you think. Mr. Frollo, listen. I don't even know what to say. I didn't expect him to react so stormy. Is he so ashamed that he almost killed me? No, something else. I don't know what the story is that you're reacting that way. But whoever my parents were, I deserve to know the truth. Especially after everything I've been through because of you. I think I can handle any story. So please, tell me about them. Of course, you're right. But this story directly affects me. And the more I think about it, the harder it is to remember. You have to push yourself. It's a long story. I have time. Well, then let's arrange a time during the week. No way, Mr. Frollo. You can't do this to me. You promised me the truth and you'll give it to me. Now. Alright. But not here. Follow me. Your room? No one will bother us there. Okay, lead the way. I hope this isn't another trick. How strange. Last time he led me up to the staircase in a cloak and mask. And now it's like he's naked. Vulnerable. At least it seems that way. Jacob's room hasn't changed at all since last time, except it lacks that spooky, mystical atmosphere. Last time, this is where he convinced me that Arthur killed my parents. Symbolically, this is where I learned the truth about them, finally. Have a seat, Grim. Like I said, it's going to be a long story. Okay. Sorry about the mess, my memories are very tangled. I've been studying my stuff all over again, studying myself. It's fine, by my standards it's perfect cleanliness, sir. Whiskey? Well, if it helps him calm down and tell his story. But why two glasses? Suspicious. Maybe it's just hospitality, but I don't know. I hope you don't mind. My throat is dry. No problem. Anything to make it more comfortable for you. Thank you. I used to be good with whiskey, but now I can barely smell it. But the label says it's quality. Let's see. How does it taste? Just as I thought, he suggests I take a glass. But can I trust him? I know a lot of you guys are saying, don't accept the drink. Come on, why would he poison me? That's crazy. What could possibly go wrong? I'd love to. But I'm not sure I can help evaluate it. I don't really know much about whiskey. Heh, that's okay. It's simple. You have to taste the aftertaste. What shall we drink to? The truth. That's a good toast. Okay, well, I think it's time to start talking. 1 second. Whoa. Whole glass in one go? Wow. He's either very cool or very nervous. Is everything okay? Yes, Grim. You wanted to know about your parents, so now I'll tell you the story of your birth. Only now, many years later, freed from the demon's influence, I was able to put the pieces of my memories together and remember how it all happened. Oh, I still have this on the wrong setting. I'll change it. Just 1 second. It's a button. Okay, there we go. It was 18 years ago. I'd finished working for the Ministry of Magic. I got a job at Cordell as a Defense Against the Dark Powers instructor. I think it was my second or third month on the job. As you can see, the Zaiwu are much smaller than the mighty Zowu, and can sometimes move on their hind legs. That makes them much faster. Because of this, the tactics to defend against them are radically different. We'll discuss it in more detail in the next class. After the first class, I was getting ready for the next group of students, as usual. That year, my observations and comments were included in the textbooks. And I was very proud of that. But I was distracted by a ringing and unusually melodious voice. When I turned around, I realized that there was no one left in the class. Except me and Leonhardt's student, a sophomore, Sarah. She was waiting for everyone to leave so she could talk to me. I don't know. Maybe she didn't want the other students to see. Or maybe she just didn't want to distract me while I was fiddling with the table. Anyway, she started talking. She was so interested in the subject that she couldn't wait until the next class. Heh, she pelted me with questions so that all I could do was mumble confusedly. Well, he's got her chin. A couple of times I had to guffaw, but she seemed to enjoy it. One thing led to another, and she beat it out of me, promising to study the subject in more detail. Together. So we agreed to study more at the library. I was over the moon. Such zeal is what I went into teaching for. But more importantly, she's the first person I got along so well with. We spent weeks of evenings in the library studying books on protective magic. We studied them from cover to cover, taking notes, debating. Even though I was the teacher and she was a student, she was not at all inferior to me in her knowledge or in her willingness to defend her opinion. And there was another spark in the fire of heated arguments. We fell in love. What the? We didn't realize it right away. But more and more often, our eyes didn't linger on books, but on each other. And more often, the topic of conversation was not protective barriers. The teacher-student relationship was always judgmental, so we could only be ourselves in the magic forest. Every chance we got, we'd run there. I'd pick her wildflowers. She made incredibly delicious sandwiches. I'd read drafts of my research papers on barrier spells, and she was reading me her poems. Before I met her, all I thought about was work. But Sarah taught me to love life, and to enjoy even the little things, like watching the clouds. Just a second, I need to refill my drink. I think you already guessed that, didn't you? Jacob, are you saying that you... Yes, but let me finish the story. Sarah may have taught me to love life, but I already had a position. I believed I could write a new page in the history of barrier magic, and I never gave up on my research, not for a day. That day I walked Sarah to campus, even went inside, even though we risked being seen together. Then I headed to my lab. I needed a quiet place where I could test the new spell, and I didn't want to make too much noise and attract the director's attention. So I found a suitable abandoned building, not far from the academy. It was some old sanctuary, half an hour's walk from the campuses. Like any young wizard, I thought I was smarter than everyone else. I thought I could create the perfect barrier, and I knew how I could defeat others. You see, when creating a spell, all wizards test it with each other. But a wizard's arsenal is limited, and they never attack at full strength. They don't really want to kill you. So how can they understand the true limits of barriers if I don't hit it full force? I've been testing my barriers against real monsters, against ancient and dangerous creatures from other dimensions. I learned how to summon them, control them. That's what I thought. Time after time, my spells protected me from their influence and suppressed the will of those things. What's more, I learned how to redirect their power against themselves. My barriers not only protected the caster, but also repelled attacks on the enemy. Ultimate defense. How pitifully they wriggled in their final seconds, before the life left them. I could already see the delight on the Minister of Magic's face when I taught this spell to the Special Forces, but I was too impatient. In another attempt to raise the bar, I overdid it. I was sure my spell was invincible. I thought they were mindless, aggressive, dangerous monsters, beasts incapable of learning. And I wanted to test my spell on their ancestor, the Overlord. I was able to summon him. Wasn't easy, but I used the seal of Katrina that Arthur entrusted me to keep. But when I tried to apply the barrier, it didn't work. Every time I summoned these creatures, they studied me, gathering information about my magic. And the Lord was ready for whatever I had prepared. And before I could do anything, he grabbed me. I'm sorry, I need a drink. After that, my thoughts, my memories, they weren't just mine. The Lord had moved into my body and mind. A part of him fused with me, sucking on my soul, and began to poison it. For the first few hours, there was a struggle for control of my body, and I knew I couldn't win alone. I somehow made my way back to the campuses and headed to Sarah's room for help. But when I got to her room, I wasn't myself. My mind was clinging to my attachment to Sarah, but I had no control over my thoughts and actions. Like an animal that smells its prey, I jumped up to her bed. I started pulling the blanket off the unsuspecting girl. Sarah woke up from the noise and looked at me, bewildered. At first, she did not understand what was happening. She asked me something, but I don't remember if I answered. I think that I even tried. Even if I tried, I couldn't get the human words out. Then she met my eyes, and she was terrified. She realized that it wasn't the Jacob she knew. She tried to scream, but I put my hand over her mouth. She tried to fight back, but I was stronger. She begged, but I couldn't understand her words. I don't remember what happened when I was done with her, but when I woke up in my office a few days later, I found out that Sarah had escaped from the academy after an unknown person raped her right in her room. Can't believe it. It's too much. It's all too much. But how? Why didn't anyone find out? What happened next? I'm not sure, but I think I threatened to kill her if anyone found out. And she ran away without telling anyone. But by then I didn't care. I wasn't me anymore. I didn't even know she was pregnant. And that she died during childbirth. But how so? You didn't even know I existed? I didn't know. When I saw her last name on the list at the train station for the first time in years, I didn't even recognize it right away. But you must understand, my mind had been suppressed by the Lord's will. You must understand. No way. It's not something you can just pick up and understand. I need to process this. I need to be on my own. I'm sorry. Wait. I get it. And I understand that I don't really have to ask you to forgive me. But I do have something for you. Here. It's, the Lion's Seal. I thought it was lost. Wait a minute, he's not going to... Careful with that thing. Don't point it at me. Whoa, kid, don't panic. I won't paralyze you with it like I did last time. I'm a different person now. And it's not very paternal, is it? Is he kidding me? It's too early for that kind of joke. You're right. Still, please take the seal back. Give it back to its rightful owner. Well, very well. But only because Leona will be happy to have her artifact back. The seal vibrates stronger than before, as if it gained strength after being used by Jacob. Hopefully, Leona knows what to do with this excess power. Goodbye, Jacob. Thank you for telling me the truth. It was the right thing to do. I'm sorry she's so... I know you need time, but know this. My door is always open to you. Okay, well, maybe I'll consider coming. But I'm warning you, don't expect me to start calling you Daddy. Jacob is my father? How can this be possible? But why would he lie about it now? It just doesn't make sense. I need some time to think about it on my own. Ugh, can't fall asleep no matter how hard I try. Jacob, I still can't believe that. And I think that this demon raped my mother. Forget the phantom. This is real nightmare fuel. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable sharing this information with anyone. Not even Haley or Samantha. Fuck it. I'll just pretend I've heard nothing and try to get some sleep again. What a beautiful morning. I've never felt so awake. Oh, someone's knocking at the door. Seems that I have some unexpected guests. Who could it be? Good morning. Sam, nice to see you. Are you going to the general meeting? Are you going to go to the general meeting with the principal? General meeting? The results of the preliminary round of the tournament will be announced there. I'm at my wit's end. I wish you could come with me, Grim. I need your support in this. It calms me only to know you'll be there for me. Sure. I'd be happy to go with you. Oh, Grim, I really appreciate it. Today we've gathered you here to announce something really important. As all of you know, our academy is a venue for the Great Wizard Tournament, which is about to take place. We've received more than 50 applications, however, we had to choose only 4 people. Only 4 people who showed us the most astonishing results. I'm so nervous, I'm shaking like a leaf. Relax, it's all going to be okay. I will kindly ask the following students to take their places here with me. Please welcome Oliver Killett, Crowhive. I've never seen him before. Me too. Our next participant is lovely Dakota Alston, Adarin. No wonder, right? I was stunned by your performance, Miss Alston. Oh, I was stunned by your performance, Miss Alston. Thank you. I'm truly honored by your praise. The next one is an incredibly talented young lady, Samantha Rose Leonhart. Oh my goodness. Am I sleeping? Good luck. I'm so happy for her. And finally, our last participant is Isaac Gilbert Martenden. But I have some terrible news. Why isn't he coming out? For the first time in the history of the tournament, The winner of the preliminary round refused to participate in the championship. What? By the rules, you can refuse to participate in the tournament only in special cases. However, in the case of Isaac Gilbert, there are some conditions that allow him to leave with no repercussions due to his health problems. Since we encountered such a situation for the first time, we did not have a contingency plan. So I convinced the teacher's council to discuss how we can resolve this situation. We decided to choose one more participant instead of the eliminated contestant. Sorry, principal, can I ask you something? Surely. Wouldn't it be better to pick someone who has already performed well on preliminaries, rather than looking for a new participant? That sounds reasonable, Mr. Bloom. But we must strictly apply the rules. The rules of the tournament clearly determine the position of those who participated in the preliminary round. But we're not chosen for further participation initially. They cannot take part in the tournament for 1 year. As you can see, we have no other choice but to find one new participant. If we have several candidates, then one more preliminary round will be organized. I urge you to think properly. Is there one amongst you who is interested in participation? Maybe somebody who hesitated to submit an application within the official deadline. This is your chance. Wait. If I become a participant, then I'll have the opportunity to help Samantha to win the tournament. Even if I won't be able to hold out for long, Sam will have one less guy to compete with. I can even try to win the tournament and give that one wish to her. She'd definitely be fascinated by my plan. But Sam can also can be a tiny bit angry because it's kind of cheating. She is too good. But it's all for her, right? We'll defeat Dakota together. Doesn't anybody want to participate? I want... You're kidding, right? Do I look like someone who's kidding? Who said that? Me, Grim, Leonhardt. Are you a freshman? Yes, that's true. And do you think that freshmen can have enough skills for participation in the tournament? I suppose so, Principal. Do you understand the responsibility that you're going to take? Completely and utterly. Well, does anybody have an objection? I wish to note that Grim proved to be a talented and hard-working student. He's one of the best in my class. And besides, it seems that he's the only person who's interested in participation. In this case, please welcome our last participant, Grim Leonhardt. Is this really happening? I hope I did everything right. We're going to find out in a minute. So many people. I need to get used to it. My congratulations. For God's sake, what was that about? What the hell were you thinking? You have no idea how dangerous it can be. And I'm the one that started it all. Sam, I'm just trying to find a way to help you. That's not what I meant when I asked for your support. Yes, but what buts can be here? You have all rights to be mad at me, Sam. But what's done is done. You can't change anything. So maybe we think about our plan? All right. I need to stay focused. But I have to think about this on my own first. Sorry for being rude, Grim. But I'm too confused. Don't worry. And I'd be confused too if I were you. We'll talk later, okay? At any time. I don't get why Sam got so angry. I did it for her. Maybe she's just worried for me. But I can handle it. I just have to show her how strong I am. Anyway, I can still make it to the potions class in time for Sabrina's lesson. No need to waste all the day because of this meeting. I wonder if we can use potions during the tournament. If so, I should get my inventory ready. Those participants are way more experienced than I am. Maybe I should even ask Sabrina to teach me some advanced potions. Oh, what luck! I still have time before the class begins. And Lily is here already. I had no chance to talk to her about everything that happened to us. Maybe this is the right time. Ooh, pardon me. Good afternoon, Lily. Hello, Grim. You're looking especially lovely today. Your eyes are lighting up. I'm wondering what made them shine like that. Oh, thank you. I'm in such a great mood. That's great. I like seeing you happy. Well, this feels like a good time to talk to her. Lily, listen. I really want to talk with you about us. And about our last time. I can't stop thinking about it, Lily. The way I felt, it was indescribable. Something more than just physical closeness. You know how I feel, right? Shh, are you crazy? Not so loud, someone will hear us. It's very sweet of you, but this isn't the right place to talk about it. Let's get to that later, okay? Sure, sorry for being too emotional. What are you doing? Getting ready for the class? As always. Today's topic is so interesting, I can hardly wait for the lesson. I love your enthusiasm. And do you have any plans for tonight? I'm gonna go out for a run. I didn't know you go jogging. We have so much to learn about each other, hee hee. You can join me if you want, Grim. I'd love to keep you company. Great! Let's mix jogging with a little chat. I can pick you up in your room around 7. What do you think? Sounds just pretty cool, yeah? Oh, the class is about to start. See ya. Greetings, class. Glad to see you all. Today we're going to mix the alternative formula of potions of reflection. I know some of you have already learned the new formula. So who wants to get here and show other students how it's done? It's supposed to be up here. Can I, Miss Spellman? Am I swirling it right? Oh yes, Grace, it looks very good. You're getting better at this with every lesson. I'm so proud. Thank you, Grace, for that fantastic display of skill. That'll be all for today. Have a lovely evening, guys. Hey, Miss Spellman, can I talk with you for a second? I wonder if you could help me prepare for the Tournament of Wizards. Wait a minute, have you just said Tournament of Wizards? Well, yeah, why? I thought it was only for second year students or higher. She was there in the room. Are you sure you're allowed to participate, Grim? This could be really dangerous to you. Well, you know I was never afraid of danger. Besides, what should I be afraid of if I have such an amazing teacher? But I don't think my potions arsenal can match other participants. Maybe you could help me learn about potent potions, just in case. Well, if you've made up your mind about this tournament, it's the least that I can do to make sure that my best student isn't killed. So yeah, I'll help you. Thanks, Sabrina. I mean, Miss Spellman, you're the best. Oops, I have to run. Lily will be waiting for me. Sure. Take care. I'm so lucky to have Miss Spellman on my side. Now I just need to get to my room in time. It's rude to make Lily wait for too long. Lily, you scared me half to death. I'm sorry if I'm a little too early. Oh wow, I don't think I've ever seen you in sportswear. You do look great in these leggings. I wouldn't mind seeing her in these tight leggings all the time. They're perfectly showing her juicy ass. Thank you, hee hee. Whoa, it's been a long day. I just need to clear my head. Perfect time to have a nice jog, isn't it? And what are we waiting for? There's something special about night jogging, completely different from morning jogs. Yes, I like to listen to music while running, and it's usually something slow and melancholic in the evenings. That's a totally different vibe. Phew! Hey, you're too slow. Go on, go on. Let's speed up. Speed up? My breath is dying. I'm just saving my energy. Oh, my whole body's gonna hurt tomorrow. You must have a lot of stamina, Lily. I guess that's true. My father's the one who instilled in me his own love of running. Wow, what? He's a professional runner. We ran together when I was a little girl. He taught me a lot. What a lovely view. Jogging became more like a daily thing for me. I jog every day here in this garden. It's pretty cool. So thankful that Haley told me about this place. It's just perfect. Jogging is the best anti-stress remedy, by the way. Of course, it won't make your stress disappear, but it will reduce some of the emotional intensity that you're feeling. And it is a great way to stay in great shape. That's absolutely true. You do have an amazing body, Lily, and something to look at. Hee hee, well, I'm doubly pleased to hear that from you. Come on, Grim, you're so slow. I bet you'll never catch me. What? That's just ridiculous. You're gonna lose, Lily. I'm warning you. We'll see. No matter how cool she's in and running, I can't give up that easily. But we can, because we're done with this episode of Lust Academy, and we'll see you back next time for more. Stay tuned.